I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. In business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you'll not want to miss. It's a live show, and you can tweet me at Shalom Klein. Let me know your questions, your thoughts. Always appreciate that input. So it's been an interesting week here. I actually, you may not hear it in my voice, but I actually am recovering from a minor throat surgery. I ask all of our listeners to bear with me as we go through some technical changes in how we're doing the show this week. And a huge thanks to my wonderful producer, George Hoffman, for bearing with me in all of these logistics. But indeed, I am very, very grateful this week. Grateful to a lot of people for helping me out. And I thought it would be a great time to bring on some people that are doing some great work. And hopefully we can share the love and share positivity this week as we're all bitter, bitter cold from the worst winter storm in the past 2 years. So my first guests up on the program are Bill and Debbie Middendorf, and they are volunteers for the Salvation Army. I know homelessness is often considered an urban issue, but the number of homeless in suburban communities of Chicago has been on the rise for several years. In northwest suburban Cook County, the homelessness rate has risen by 55% over the past 2 years, including more than 1,850 school students, the easiest homeless population to track, being reported as homeless. So Bill and Debbie Middendorf, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you have been working tirelessly over these past few years, I believe on Tuesdays and Fridays, loading up a Salvation Army van and driving around. Bill and Debbie, tell me first how you first became aware of the issue and why you got involved.
Okay. I guess when we first got aware of the issue, I'm just going to backtrack just a little bit here. I went to seminary in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And while I was there, I kind of got to know the homeless culture pretty well, worked with different agencies there and different ministries there, kind of getting to know the needs and it's a subculture basically. So I got to know them there, and then we moved here. And here, it probably isn't quite as prevalent in this area out here in Des Plaines. So I started working with the Salvation Army here, and I was doing bell ringing. A lot of people don't realize that like 70% of our bell ringers are actually homeless. And so just getting to know the guys and ladies. And the Salvation Army, we actually pay our bell ringers. The ones that aren't volunteers anyways, we pay them and basically help them get back on their feet, earn a little bit of money for Christmas, job experience. So I was talking with them while I was ringing with them and, asking them, what are you going to do when the season's done? And they started, telling me what they're going to do, which is hang out in the library or the train station, or, a lot of them slept outside. And so I guess that's when we realized that there's a huge need here, just like
that's,
in Sioux Falls.
That's tremendous. Thank you, Bill. And you've called this as part of your ministry. I know that this is a very regular routine. It takes some very, very good people to dedicate so much of their time on a weekly basis to this effort. So, Debbie, you've met a lot of interesting people along the way. And I think you've described it in the past that that every individual and every story is unique. So on you know, this week it's very, very cold outside. Tell us, you know, the inspiration that's going on, and tell us a little bit about the numbers and the impact that you've been having.
Well, this week, for instance, we were at one location and we met a man who his car had broken down. He recently lost his apartment, and so he's living in his car, but that particular day his car wouldn't start, so he was not able to make it to his job. And he said, he came to our van at the one of our spots that we always go to on Tuesday, and so would you by chance have a blanket? And I said, oh, dear, we have a blanket. We have wonderful blankets that have been donated and made for us and donated to our ministry. And that just made his day. He had tears in his eyes, and he said, you have no idea how much this means to me. And it's exactly what he needed at that moment. And just to be able to meet those needs, it's just neat. You know, all of our supplies, most of our supplies are donated by various churches and individuals, and it's just really neat how everyone comes together and God just provides.
Yeah, that's incredible. So I know you're talking a little bit about the Salvation Army van, that loaded up van that you're helping so many people with. So many of the supplies, as Debbie just mentioned, donated by companies, individuals, ministries, quite impressive. And what about when you meet somebody that maybe they need a little bit more than food or a little bit more than a blanket? What if they need some more stable housing? How does the rest of the Salvation Army resources sort of mesh into the strategy? What are you able to do for those individuals?
Well, there's a couple things. I'm also director of a jobs program. We're at the, you know, at our office in Salvation Army. So we work with employers, you know, looking for employees, and also work with people looking for jobs. And so, you know, that it's kind of a process. Something I usually explain to the guys, it's a little bit easier in the summer if somebody's homeless. You know, I explained to them the kind of the first step is getting employment or getting money coming in. You know, without that, there's very, very limited shelters, or very, and, you know, during the summer there's no shelters in the suburbs. And so there's very limited housing resources if you don't have an income. You know, once they start getting a paycheck, they always tell me, Bill, how can I work if I can't shower? And that's kind of a valid point, you know, because you want to be cleaned up when you go to work.
Cycle.
You know, so I explained to them, well, you know, we'll get you the first month gym membership. You can go to the gym and shower, and then you can go to work cleaned up. You know, Catholic Charities, Cross and Crown Lutheran Church, there's a lot of places they can get clothing for work. And so then they can be cleaned up, you know, they can get a job, start going to work, still stay sleeping in the tent or sleeping outside if you have to, get a paycheck, you know, then you can hopefully move up and get into a hotel room or something. And once they have stable income, you know, we're able to, we have a social worker at the Salvation Army here in Des Plaines, we're able to help them out with, you know, rental assistance, and, you know, they have to find the apartment on their own, but we're able to help them out with, you know, with getting into the apartment. So with some down payments and first month rent, that kind of stuff. So.
An incredible one-stop resource, and it's thanks to amazing people like you. And coming up on the program, we are going to be talking with the Assistant Director of Development for the Salvation Army Metropolitan Division, which serves the greater Chicago area, northern Illinois, northwestern Indiana. The need is great, and it's thanks to people like you that so many people are being helped. And we're going to talk in just a few moments about ways that our listeners, this is why we're bringing this up, that other folks can step up and get involved. But Bill and Debbie, I believe the number is thousands of meals have been distributed. So many people have been helped thanks to the work that you're doing. Do you have any last closing message for our listeners and about ways that they can step up to get involved?
I think it's just good to be aware of those around you. And if you see a need and it's something that you can help with, offer kindness, offer a smile, you know, do what you can and make a difference.
Well, we need good people like you to inspire the rest of us. We're going to be right back on Get Down to Business coming up after this very quick break. Thanks, Bill and Debbie.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano. In the Balance of Nature Traffic Center, inbound Kennedy, slow from the extension of Canfield, then again from Washington into the Circle, O'Hare to downtown at 22, from the junction 11 out to O'Hare from downtown at 22 minutes, express lanes at 8. On the inbound Ike at Manheim, a crash on the exit ramp. In either direction, Thorndale to downtown at 29 minutes. Inbound and outbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, heavy from Roosevelt to the Circle, 95th to downtown at 17 minutes. Outbound 295th from downtown at 15 minutes. Inbound and outbound 57 looking good at 15 minutes from 80 Dan Ryan, as well as no delays on the Bishop Ford in either direction from 8094 to Dan Ryan at 15 minutes. It is currently mostly cloudy, 21 degrees with a wind chill of 8. Tonight, a low of 5. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 24 with a low of 10. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Did you know that studies have shown that we need over 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day? If you're like me, it's hard to find the time and money to prepare and eat all of those fruits and vegetables. Who can do that? Yet we know that proper nutrition can prevent health problems, give us energy, and help us heal faster. Balance of Nature has spent over 20 years researching and delivering solutions to this problem. We can ensure that you consume over 30 different fruits and veggies every single day. Our capsules are filled with 100% real whole foods. There isn't a single thing added to Balance of Nature products. They're pure. We spent an incredible amount of time on the quality of our products. We do this for you. We do it for our own families. Give yourself a break and give your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Welcome back, guys. This is a show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. What a fascinating conversation with two amazing people doing amazing, amazing things for the Salvation Army. So here to continue the conversation, I'm thrilled to be joined by Monica Birchfield, the Assistant Director of Development for the Salvation Army, again, servicing the greater Chicagoland metropolitan area, which I believe includes a little bit of Indiana, Wisconsin, surrounding areas. The need is great. Monica, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for putting us in touch with such wonderful people like Bill and Debbie, making such a fantastic impact. So speaking of impact, we did already touch on it a little bit in our conversation about some of the numbers of people that are being helped. But more than that, we talked a lot about the stories behind, I guess, the inspiration, why they do what they do. But Monica, I figured having you on, let's talk numbers. Let's talk about the reach of the Salvation Army throughout the Chicagoland area. Tell us about all the programs they're doing and how many people you're reaching on an annual basis.
Wow, that's a big number. So we have probably about 50 distinct programs that we consider when we think about what we do to serve others in the area. And so the Salvation Army, as you know, operates all over the United States and quite frankly the world. And every community we're in, we behave a little bit differently. And that's one of the beauties of being a decentralized kind of organization like we are. And so we'll go into a community, we'll say, okay, what's there, what needs to be done, and how can we help with that? And so whether it looks in the Chicago market, for example, a lot of what we focus on is around feeding and shelter. So we operate one of probably the largest family shelters in the city of Chicago. We also have other programming that, through emergency assistance and diversion funding that, like, if you notice, for anyone who pays a NICOR bill or an Illinois American Water bill, you might see the Salvation Army shield on the back of your statement, and that's because we participate in a program. We're trusted to administer the funds that when you round up and make a small donation to help others, like, we're the ones who are then sharing that directly with people who need it. So we'll help, and that part is called emergency assistance. There's also job training. There are rehabilitation programs, like medical rehabilitation programs for substance abuse, counseling programs, case management, after school. I mean, you name it, there's probably a program for that.
Wow.
And
to think that
people,
so many people, the only time they see the Salvation Army is we talked in the last segment about the ringers. So everybody's used to being out in the cold and seeing the ringers, but you're doing so much more.
Right. So Christmas is, I mean, arguably that's like 60 or 70% of our fundraising happens at that time of year. And so that is when we're most visible, because when people tend to think about giving, you know, we're one of the top organizations that people will think of, which we're grateful for. They trust us with the support and they trust us with their dollars, and they know that we're as efficient as we can be. So we are pretty, I am pretty proud of that. And that's something that I feel like when I started working at the organization, I was like, wait, we do this and we do that? Like, why aren't we telling people? So it's often the officers and the staff and the members of the congregations are just quietly serving, and they're really good at it. They're really good at solving problems and saying, hey, you know what? This needs to be done. We're going to roll up our sleeves and figure it out. And so over time, all these different programs have developed, and then you know, we serve probably 1.4, 1.5 million meals a year through our various feeding programs, grocery assistance programs, that kind of thing, congregate dining. We probably are providing, I think, almost 200 nights, 200 people a day are staying in one of our shelters.
No worries. What I'm struck with is the very unique approach that you take to both every individual that you're so privileged to service and to help. Sure. You just talked about homelessness, you talked about feeding, you talked about job training, but a very, very unique approach. There's no one size fits all. Not everybody needs all of the services, and some people require more support and more services, but then also on the volunteer side, and the donor side. And that's really where I want to spend a few minutes on right now, because mm-hmm. we are a business show. We have a lot of people. Believe it or not, I mean, we are already in February, but people are still trying to execute on their New Year's resolutions and finding ways to do good. Hopefully people still have a lot of bandwidth. People can still step up and make some volunteer commitments. I know you have your civic luncheon coming up with Tom Ricketts in just a few months. I know there's a lot of donor mm-hmm. opportunities. Walk us through, for a business donor out there, how can they get involved in the Salvation Army?
Oh, gosh, there's so many things. Well, considering most people think about clothing and food drives and toy drives at Christmas, which are beyond helpful and beyond measure. I mean, make Christmas possible for thousands and thousands of people because of all of the generosity of others. We have businesses that we partner with throughout the year that will do something scalable, whatever fits their scale. We had an organization, actually, I have a meeting on tomorrow to kind of figure out the best way to help this particular company either make sure that on their website they include a link because they support us and they want their clients and customers to know that. So they are, they've asked us, you know, how do we do that? How do we highlight what you need throughout the year? Employee picnics sometimes get converted into making hygiene kits. And so some organizations will come to us and say, you know what? We want to make sure, like, we're so grateful for the year we've had that we want to make sure we do something for other people. And so either at an employee meeting or if they just needed sort of a break, you know, it only takes half hour, 45 minutes. And depending on the size of the group, you can fill 500 or 600 hygiene kits with just some very basic supplies and then write some notes of encouragement. So we facilitate kind of those types of what we call sort of one-time events and activities. Ongoing support, organizations or business owners or anybody. I mean, we have food pantries all over Chicagoland and even up and down the Fox Valley. So there is always a need for volunteers to help us stock and sort and take inventory. One of the things we're looking at this year is, you know, if you have a skill set that either you or somebody on your team wants to develop further, we're trying to figure out ways to engage volunteers through that and saying, you know what, I would really like a committee of people who are better at marketing than I am. I would really like a committee of people who are better at data and analytics than I am. You know, like my team is pretty small but mighty. But when we look at some of the things that we're looking from a capacity building standpoint, there are opportunities that, you know, eventually, you know, we have people who serve on our Chicago Advisory Board who are very, very accomplished, but they didn't just show up there. You know, like there are a lot of committee work and other opportunities that may not be direct service that are also available. We have a wonderful volunteer manager. Her name's Linda Ryder. And so she kind of does that. What she does, what I think our officers do for clients, like figuring out where our donors and volunteers are and saying, okay, this is what you want to accomplish. Let's find you the right program or community center to connect you with. So
hopefully a lot of people will be reaching out to Linda because that's tremendous. Yeah. That's a great summary of so many of the different areas, both of the programs being offered, but also ways for people to step up and get involved. And meanwhile, I know as folks drive down the streets, they still see the thrift shops. They still see the donation mm-hmm. trucks. There's always ways that people can donate items. Maybe people have excess items that they want to be donated. So Monica, I want to make sure that obviously our listeners know how to. What's the best way to get a hold, find out about all those opportunities, their website that they should check out?
Yeah, absolutely. The website is salarmychicago.org, so S-A-L-A-R-M-Y Chicago.org. And then you can navigate around, and I'm sure my name and email address is on there somewhere. People can contact me directly if they'd like, and then I can point them in the right direction. But yeah, anytime anyone wants, or actually they can also just go to their nearest community core center, which if depending on where you live in the suburbs between kind of Route 59 and Oak Brook, there's sort of not a whole lot of community centers. That's where Service Extension volunteers operate. But otherwise we have facilities. I think I should know this number off the top of my head. I want to say there's at least 26 facilities around the Chicagoland area for someone to go into and say, hey, I want to do some more. Tell me what you do here. So yeah, salarmychicago.org is the best place to start. And I'm sure if you put my name in Google, my email address will pop right up.
It sure does. No, Monica, we appreciate it. And Salvation Army continuing to evolve and innovate based on the needs of the community. And I cannot emphasize enough, said it several times over the past few minutes, both for the folks that need the resources as well as for the people that want to provide the resources. The Salvation Army is there. It's February. It's a good time to step up, get involved. Check out the website, SailArmyChicago.org, and get involved. Thank you so much, Monica Birchfield. Make sure to get in touch. We're going to be back on Get Down to Business, more small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Check out my website, ShalomKlein.com. We'll be
not
back
a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all. But sometimes you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. Debate on immigration reform set to begin in the Senate tomorrow. In the House, North Carolina GOP Congressman Mark Meadows says he backs a plan sponsored by two conservatives.
The four pillars are in there, but the biggest thing is it puts an emphasis on border security and not creating a special pathway to citizenship.
The leading Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee continuing to criticize President Trump for holding back on releasing the Democratic response to a Republican memo alleging government abuse of warrants to spy on Americans. California's Adam Schiff thinks President Trump should treat both memos equally.
The Department of Justice says it would be extraordinarily reckless to release this. And what does the president do? He says, I'm going to release it.
Both Meadows and Schiff appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano. In the Balance of Nature Traffic Center, inbound Kennedy, slow from the extension of Canfield. Then again from Washington into the Circle, O'Hare to downtown at 22. From the junction 11 out to O'Hare from downtown at 22 minutes. Express lanes at 8. On the inbound Ike at Mannheim, a crash on the exit ramp. In either direction, Thorndale to downtown at 29 minutes. Inbound and outbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, heavy from Roosevelt to the Circle, 95th to downtown at 17 minutes. Outbound 295th from downtown at 15 minutes. Inbound and outbound 57 looking good at 15 minutes from 80 Dan Ryan, as well as no delays on the Bishop Ford in either direction from 8094 to Dan Ryan at 15 minutes. It is currently mostly cloudy, 21 degrees with a wind chill of 8. Tonight, a low of 5. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 24 with a low of 10. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Hey, Joe Walsh here. If you still haven't purchased the very best pillow, of course I'm talking about my pillow. The four-pack deal is back, so I strongly urge you to go online or call now to make sure you take advantage of this great deal. Hey, by using the promo code Joe, you'll get the absolute best deal available anywhere. The MyPillow 4-pack deal includes two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere MyPillows at 50% off. I love that I can move the fill to get the support I need regardless of my sleep position. I never wake up with a stiff neck or a headache. MyPillow is made in America, washable, dryable, hypoallergenic, and has a 10-year warranty. Plus 60-day money-back guarantee. So get your 50% off 4-pack in February by calling 800-489-0201 and use the promo code Joe. or visit MyPillow.com. That's 1-800-489-0201. Promo code Joe.
When the weather is chilly and cold, it's a great time to get out for some indoor fun for everyone. The Greater Chicago Coin, Currency, and Collectible Show is this month, this Thursday through Saturday, now at the Mega Center at Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Coins and currency are full of history. Coins and currency are fun to look at. Coins and currency can be great investments and a great hobby, too. See one of the largest coin shows in the nation. Admission and parking is free. Just bring your photo ID. Hundreds of dealers, the best from all over the country. See displays valued at millions of dollars, U.S. and world paper money, gold and silver bullion, and a lot more. This is a show for the whole family. The Greater Chicago Coin, Currency, and Collectible Show is this month, this Thursday through Saturday, now at the new location, the Mega Center at Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Admission and parking is free with your photo ID. Get more information at ChicagoCoinShow.com. ChicagoCoinShow.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
So welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and all about providing the helpful content, the tips, the information to ensure that you can be successful. So you don't need to reinvent the wheel when you go into the office every week. You don't need to think about the about new things that you need to accomplish. You can actually look at precedent and talk to other professionals, hear from experts that we have every week on this program that can tell you how they've done it, how they've struggled sometimes in business, but how they've gotten and taken those businesses to the next level. So the very first thing that almost any startup has to do is set up their domain. If you're smart, you're setting up a website as quickly as possible. But you also don't want to correspond with people from your Gmail account or your Yahoo account. You want to have an email domain, which is the same as your website. No one wants to build their own mail server infrastructure anymore. It simply doesn't make sense. So I've been a Microsoft fan. I'm not much of an Apple person that much, but being a Microsoft fan, I was initially all about choosing Office 365, but it truly is a difficult decision. I'm involved with several clients and helping them make that decision of what do we do, which domain, which hosted platform do we use for email, email servers and email hosting. I really see the value in Office 365. It's pretty awesome. And I've used both Google Apps and Office 365, giving both several weeks of, well, dedicated but forced use. Both are super easy to set up and administer. You can buy your domain and get your email up and running within minutes. And after everyone had a chance to use both, we came back with the same conclusion that Google Apps is actually the best solution for most small businesses. My decision had absolutely nothing to do with cost because the fact is that both work out to about the same price. At the end of the day, the decision all boiled down to one thing, and that's about Gmail. Gmail is the gateway drug for Google Apps, and Google knows this. Office 365 Mail is not the same as Outlook.com for some reason. Gmail is the only cross-platform cloud email that allows for instant search, massive archives, ease of use. Everybody compliments me how I'm able to find messages super quickly. I can find attachments from my phone, from my computer, because I do a good job of archiving that information, and Gmail makes that process as simple as possible. So as you're thinking about running your business and you're thinking about the contracts that you're going to need to look up, the employment agreements, the marketing selling sheets that you've created, you don't ever need to download an email client to use it. And there's better instant cloud search versus local search for any email ever in large archives. There's also many third-party cloud plugins that just work with Gmail. Gmail is universally the same across all devices, and thus it's that same gateway drug that I mentioned to Google Apps. Once you start working with the productivity tools, you realize that calendaring and Outlook is much better than Google Apps. Excel, PowerPoint, and Word all beat Sheets, Slides, and Docs hands down. Those are pluses for Microsoft. Things like font management, financial modeling, and effective presentations are all Office 365 all day long for sure. That's where they excel. Real-time collaboration on Google is much better. You could tell it was built from the cloud up. Google Drive is much easier to administer than OneDrive. Google makes it very easy to share, search, and access domains from virtually any computer, from any device, anywhere. And Drive has quickly become the core of everything we do in business. SharePoint is really pretty bad, and it tries to rationalize that difference. It just doesn't make sense. So we may not all be big companies. We might not be at that enterprise class level, but today's startups are indeed tomorrow's large companies. And Microsoft needs to get more people at every accelerator and co-working space using Office 365 without ever thinking about it. They need to make it easy and automated so the growth happens organically rather than through sales motions or through blog posts. People have to just want to use it just because. So how does Microsoft drive immediate usage and significant startup interest to Office 365 apps like Word, PowerPoint, and Excel? They need to make it fully compatible with Google Apps. They should create a third-party app for Google Apps, fully compatible with Drive, Gmail, and Acrobat Reader from Adobe. Microsoft can introduce better calendaring for Gmail with integrated Skype and Hangout support. That would be a huge bonus. They should make it free for a short period and maybe charge a little bit of a subscription after that. I think people would jump on that, myself included, and I'd love to hear from entrepreneurs out there. You could always give me your feedback on these tips by visiting my website, shalomkline.com. I run these applications for many clients, and I did choose Gmail. I did choose Google Apps. We, like many startups, will likely not switch email providers at this point again. Gmail is just too simple, and it's too good to cancel, but we're more than happy to add on quality apps that make workforce more productive. Basically, I'm saying I'm not sure it makes sense to wage war against establishment systems. Instead, Microsoft should embrace other partnerships. Office apps are awesome, but the truth is that Office and Exchange, it's just not as simple as Gmail. So I would encourage you, it's all about productivity in small business. You need to find good collaboration tools, good calendar tools, good contact management tools, and Gmail and Google has it. They don't have the best Office platform. Google Drive is nice that you could create a document, but I wouldn't aim for that. So what I do is I have my Gmail, I have my Google Calendar, but then I have the full Office suite on my computer. That's what works for me. I'd love to hear your feedback about what's working for you. This is the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We love hearing from our guests. We love to hear about new ideas. Maybe there's a new product that's out there, a new software that's available we just don't know about yet. And the only way to make that happen is by contacting me through my website, shalomkline.com. Hey, you could be the next guest on Get Down to Business. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests still on the program coming up. We'll be right back after this quick break. You can get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can give me your feedback, contact me, but also download podcasts from past episodes of Get Down to Business. We'll be right back after this very quick break. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. Get Down to Business will return in a moment.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano. In the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Kennedy, slow from Cumberland to Canfield. Another delay from Adams into the Circle O'Hare to downtown at 22 minutes from the Junction 11. Outbound, no delays from the Circle to the Junction at 10 minutes to O'Hare 22. Express lanes at 8 on the Edens in either direction. Lakewood to the Junction at 19 minutes. Inbound and outbound Ike, Thorndale to downtown at 29 minutes. As well as the Stevenson in either direction looking good from 355 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes. Inbound and Ryan break lanes from 18 to the Circle, 95th to downtown at 18. Outbound at 15 minutes. Once again, your heaviest delay would be on the inbound Dan Ryan from Roosevelt to the Circle. Nothing to report on the suburban tollways and Lakeshore northbound and southbound also looking good. It's currently mostly cloudy, 19 degrees, with a wind chill of 8. Tonight, a low of 5. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 24 with a low of 10. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
True story. So I urged one of my family members to call CertaPro Painters. He didn't do it, and that painting crew had to come back three times to fix their awful, sloppy mistakes, even paint on the floor, if you can believe it. Well, with CertaPro Painters, you get the best in the business. The attention to detail, color selection is truly unmatched. And now is the perfect time to get the interior of your home or business painted. The lower humidity provides an ideal environment for great coverage and quick drying times. They use fine quality paints with zero or low VOCs, very little to no odor during application. Be an early bird and cross the first item off your 2018 to-do list. It's also the perfect time to spruce up your commercial property. Remember, each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated, so schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
So when you're entering a store, what do you look for? Most customers want to see an employee make a genuine effort to acknowledge and assist them. If a customer is in a hurry, I might just be looking for one specific item and may need the assistance of an employee. However, if I'm ignored and my time is wasted waiting for help, I'll move on to another store. With so many online and physical retail options available now, if that first store doesn't satisfy my needs, there's almost always another one that will. Whether it's a restaurant and you're looking for food, chances are there's another sushi place down the block. Chances are there's another pizza place. Chances are there's other places that you can go to find the items that you're looking for. That's in regards to food. What about the services that you're looking for? As a small business owner, time is money. And if you're looking for a vendor that can provide resources to you, whether it's service or product, chances are when you're going to be looking for good customer service that will save you time and money. So while the store or the business might very well have what you need, poor customer service may cost them my business. So greeting the customer can often be the most important aspect to closing a sale. I've got some 5 tips for you to ensure that your customers never walk out your door dissatisfied. If you're running a retail operation, you want to always smile with your greeting. Sam Walton was probably on something when he hired employees to specifically greet customers entering the store. Yes, we've all seen it. We've all been at Walmart. We've seen the greeters. We've seen the people that are smiling. I think they used to give out little smiley face stickers. I don't know if they still do that. But customers want to hear words of greeting and see a smile. If the employee at the door appears grumpy and doesn't even offer a simple hello, welcome to Walmart, that customer will most likely start their shopping experience in a different place or certainly in a different mood. And stop what you're doing. No matter how important what you're doing is, chances are you're working on a really important project or maybe you have a family member that's in crisis and you're on the phone with them. Remember that the customer is very important. If you're stocking the shelf or taking inventory, while those jobs are very important to the everyday functions of your business, the customer is the reason you're stocking the shelves. Customers should be greeted within 30 seconds of entering the store. You want to stand up from your task and offer a smile and word of greeting. After offering assistance, you could return to your other responsibilities and show, don't tell. When the customer enters your store, they'll most likely inquire about a specific product. Rather than sending them to aisle 19, somewhere near the middle, or the 5th or 7th shelf down, walk with them to that aisle. Take the time to show them exactly where the product is. It'll only take a few seconds, and your customer will appreciate your time and effort. And ask questions. Consider a hair salon that stocks dozens of different products that offer many different functions. If a customer comes in and wants hairspray, selling them just any hairspray won't do. You may specifically ask them the type of hold, scent, and liquid spritz or mist that they're looking for. And rather than deal with a complaint in the future when the product doesn't serve the desired function, take a moment to ask further, often imperative questions. And make sure you're dressing professionally. Yes, I know that should seem like an obvious one, but because you'll often be the first face that a prospective customer will see, you want to make sure you dress and act professionally. Avoid wearing provocative outfits that might offend customers. Rather, choose conservative, professional outfits, obviously depending what type of business you're in, that are appropriate for your work environment. If you present a neat, groomed appearance, your customers will feel more comfortable during a sales transaction. The second a prospective customer walks through the door, they'll be analyzing many aspects of your business. You want to make sure you offer them a warm, professional greeting, assistance, and quality customer service. Ignoring or downplaying that importance is dangerous for your company's success. As Sam Walton from Walmart once said, there's only one boss, and that's the customer, and he can fire everybody in the company, from the chairman on down, simply by spending his money somewhere else. So keep in mind, I'd love to hear what customer service tactics your small business, whether you're in the retail business or in the service business, what you are offering. I'd be curious to know because it's all about learning best practices. Everybody can always improve. And email etiquette is really important. We talk about that a lot on the program, making sure that you're responding in a timely manner, making sure that you are greeting people professionally with the hello or the hi, and ending emails on the proper note, answering the phone properly. Yes, answering the phone is really important, doing it with a smile on your face, providing the right tagline, and making sure you're being consistent across the company, making sure that whether you answer the phone or you have an employee that's answering the phone, you need to make sure that it's consistent and across the board, and it's being done professionally and responsibly. If you're running a retail presence, we talked about some of those tips, about greeting your customers with a smile, dressing professionally, and making sure that you're giving your customers your undivided attention. And that's a really important point. Every small business owner should know that. I know we're all multitasking. We all have a lot of responsibilities on our plate. We have a lot of customers that are dying and tugging for our attention at any given point in time. But when you get a call, you need to make that person your number one responsibility. There's nothing more important to you than your customers. As I mentioned before, if you're stocking the shelves and somebody walks in, I know you're busy stocking that shelf, but the reason you're stocking the shelf is standing in front of you. They're the ones that pay for the shelves to be stocked. They pay your rent. They pay your payroll. They make sure that your salary is going to be provided. Again, it cannot be underemphasized how important it is to make sure that your employees are getting the right training to make sure that they are providing the same level of customer service that you know is important to you and that you would provide to your customers. Make sure everybody across the board provides that same level of experience. Lots more tips available for you on our website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Check it out online, shalomkline.com. We have a fantastic library of podcasts from past weeks on this program, including some sneak peeks of who's going to be on next week on the show about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call to request a free consultation, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. But believe it or not, there's more for you coming up after this quick break. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. And as we enter 2017, we've got some great best practices for you. We'll be sharing more of those coming up for you after this quick break. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
Pain relief is here and it's natural. You don't need all the negative side effects of ibuprofen when you have Relief Factor. Relief Factor is made from high quality fish oil and essential nutrients, gives your body the help it needs to fight recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need Relief Factor. How do I know? Because I know. Because I've tried it. I've taken it. I'm thrilled with the results from Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening. My lower back pain, gone. This stuff really works. And in fact, 80% of people who try the 3-week quick start, which is the introductory offer, buy it again. 80%. So what do you have to lose except $20? Give it a shot. The 1995 3-week quick start is waiting for you at ReliefFactor.com. If you don't think it's for you afterwards, just let them know and you're only out $20. But think of what life could be like without any pain. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
As a parent, you want what's best for your children. That means sending them to a school where they'll get the superior education they deserve, and that also shares your values. That can be tricky these days, as public schools have changed and private schools can be expensive. Your household budget has already been cut to the bone, and it's hard to imagine where you'll find that extra money. Well, there's help to lessen that financial burden and provide your child with the very best education at half the cost. At AM 560 The Answer, we work with private schools throughout the Chicagoland area to provide tuition for families at half the normal cost. Just log on to halfpriceschools.com and you'll find some of Chicagoland's finest private schools, from preschool all the way through high school, at half the cost. And chances are there's a school right in your neighborhood. Invest in your child's education and future at halfpriceschools.com. A limited number of half-price vouchers are available. Go to halfpriceschools.com now.
And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. I talk a lot about networking tips, and I talk a lot about time management tips. I want to make sure that you have those tools as we enter 2017 to make sure you're as productive and effective as possible. I use Google Calendar for almost everything. I block out time on my calendar for pretty much every single task and responsibility that I have to do. So whether it's an appointment, often I block out 50 minutes for that appointment. If it's a task, I'll often block out 20 minutes for that task. And by the way, that's an important tip as well. Try to get into the habit of not blocking out a full hour for a meeting. This will give you 10 minutes at the end to write down important notes and details that might allow you to follow up. So for example, I might be sitting with John and I might promise an introduction to John, promise that I'm going to make something happen. By giving myself the 10 minutes of wiggle room at the end of the conversation, I can make sure I have the time blocked out to accomplish that. Maybe I'll need to write down a few notes as well. If I need to do a task, the same thing applies. I might be able to squeeze in several tasks into a short period of time. That's because I'm blocking them out of my calendar for a shorter amount of time. So time management is really important. I use calendars for everything. Some people are task-oriented people. I know my father is probably listening today on Get Down to Business, uses a checklist, and he has a checklist here, there, everywhere. He has a checklist at home, a checklist at the office, checklist in the car. Chances are he has a checklist in the yard while he's walking the dog as well, where he's able to make lists of all of those things that he needs to do to get done in the house, whether it's household items or work-related items. I use a calendar and I block out the time literally for everything, dry cleaning, laundry, going out to dinner, and so on. By the way, inviting people to your events, it helps ensure that they will stay on track for their appointments as well. So for example, if you're having dinner with somebody and you want to ensure that they don't blow you off, they don't miss that appointment, take the time to invite them, send an email to them with that calendar, that ICS or calendar invite from Microsoft Outlook or Gmail. That ensures that it will be put on their calendar and they will actually get a reminder as well. But whatever system you use, have a system put in place that you can take advantage of and you can point to. And no matter what the case is, it never gets any easier tomorrow and it won't happen on its own. Busy people only get busier. And you might think that you know that on Sunday you need to drop something off for somebody. Chances are you're going to forget it. You might think that you have the best memory in the world. I know I have a pretty good memory, but I use a calendar for all of these things. Contact management is important as well. I meet a lot of people every single week. I save people's business cards. I actually put them into my email database. I add people on LinkedIn almost immediately after I meet with them. I use Gmail for a lot of my email functions, and I downloaded a widget called Reportive. Reportive allows me to immediately see what social networks people are on. And I can immediately follow them on Twitter, friend them on Facebook, add them as a connection on LinkedIn. These are all productivity tools that allow me to squeeze in as much as possible onto my schedule as possible. And I've got these tips posted on my website, shalomkline.com, but I'd love to hear from our listeners about what works for you. I want to hear how you are being effective, what your plans are in 2017 to ensure that you can squeeze in as much as possible. We all have busy days. We all try to squeeze in even more. Our guests provide fantastic information, and we've got a fantastic lineup of guests in the upcoming weeks on Get Down to Business. We'll make time management a priority as well to make sure that we're talking about this important subject. But again, I use calendar. I use my Google Calendar. I use Gmail. I calendar everything. I'm not a task-oriented person. I keep track of my business cards. I block out my appointments in 50-minute increments, phone calls and tasks in 20 to 25 minute increments, which gives me the wiggle room to make sure that I'm keeping notes and making sure I'm following through on the things that I'm promising over to people. And that's my commitment to you guys here on Get Down to Business. We've got a fantastic year in store on Get Down to Business. We'll be providing fantastic content, guests, information, entrepreneurs that will help you succeed in business. You can always get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. We are powered by our friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. They'll provide you with a free consultation if you call them and you tell them Shalom from Get Down to Business sent you. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance, workers' comp,